We're holding on Chaf Hey Amud Beis by the two dots, 11 lines from the bottom. We said in the Mishnah that an example, we talked about Nidresh Gagos, about Nidarim, where there was something mistaken involved, where one example the Mishnah had said is that the person saw in a distance, Ra'a Oisin Oichlin, he saw people in the distance eating his figs, and he figured those strangers were stealing his figs, so he yells over at them that those figs are also to you as if they were a carbon. then he realizes that among that group is his father or his brothers. So now we said, Bishamai says that, of course, he wouldn't have made the neder if he knew he wouldn't want to ask his father and his brothers. So Bishamai had said that his father and his brothers become mutter now to eat the figs because the neder was never meant to apply to them. Everybody else would remain also. And Basilo says everybody would be mutter. And we said because of the concept of neder shohuta miktsasa, huta kuloi, once a neder has been partially canceled, has been partially mutter, then all of it is mutter. So now the Gemara is going to bring another machloikas tanoim that ends up bearing on that. First, we're going to bring this other machloikas from later in the Masechta, and then we're going to discuss, then we're going to relate that back to the machloikas b'shamai b'shilo and discuss what exactly the various possibilities are. So the Gemara says, Tanan Hossam, we learn later on in Or Masechta, we're going to have the ninth perek of Or Masechta is all about Hataras Nedarim. And in that, so in that perek, it mentions, so we talked the other day, we talked about the various methods of being Mater Neder, Pesach versus Charata. So there it goes into more detail about what kind of thing is a valid Pesach, is a valid thing to say. Did you realize that the Neder has these consequences? So one of them is, the Mishnah says, Koischen b'Shabbosis or Yom Tov. You can use Shabbos or Yom Tov as a Pesach. Meaning, suppose, for example, a person made a Neder to not eat meat or not drink wine for an entire year. And he didn't think to say, except for Shabbos and Yom Tov. So now, the Ran explains, it's not exactly the same as in Or Mishnah. In Or Mishnah, in the case of Or Mishnah with the figs, he had no idea that his father and his brothers are there b'chlal. And then he finds out. In the case when he makes a neder for a year, he knows, of course, that there are Shabbosim and Yom Tovim during that year. Nevertheless, though, the fact is that he didn't think of that when he was making the neder. So that's the difference. So the difference is in our Mishnah we're saying that Beshilo is saying the neder is even Beshamai is saying the neder is mutter as it concerns his father and his brothers, meaning he doesn't need Ataras Nedarim for it. For his father and his brothers, it's automatically canceled because he never meant to include them at all. That's Nidrei Shugavis. And according to Beshilo, once part of it is mutter, then all of it is mutter because he said it all as one thing. It's usur to all of you, which we're going to see in a minute in the Gemara. We're going to discuss about various possibilities. What happens if he changes his wording afterwards and says that he wants to, that he still wants to answer it to some of them. We'll get into that. A whole machlokas Rava and Rabba and Rava, which we're going to get into in detail. But first, so in the case of our Mishnah, the neder is not chal at all, according to Bishamai on his father or his brothers, and according to Bishil on everybody, because he couldn't have known in the first place when he made the neder that his father and his brothers were there at all. As opposed to when a person makes a neder for an entire year, he knows there are Shabbosim and Yom Tov and Yom Tovim during that year. So we can't say that the neder to begin with was based on a mistaken premise. But what we can say is we can use it as a Pesach where the Beis Din can tell him, Did you bear in mind when you made this neder that after all a year does contain Shabbosim and does contain Yom Tovim and you're supposed to be eating meat and it's a lack of covered for Shabbos or for Yom Tov to not eat meat on them or whatever, and the person might say that he hadn't thought of that. So not in other words he didn't know to begin with. Of course he knows that a year contains Yom Tovim and Shabbosim, but it didn't occur to him this point about the covered of it. So therefore, it would actually be a neder and require a chacham or a beis din to be matter it. So the Mishnah continues there. But rishono hayu omrim. Now, originally, the chachamim used to say oisen hayom mutarim. Those days that the beis din mentions Shabbos and Yom Tov are now as a result of that a mutter or shav kol hayom masorim. The other days remain also. meaning exactly that. In other words, so they tell him, do you realize that the covet of Shabbos or the covet of Yom Tov is that you're supposed to eat meat or drink wine, or you're not supposed to fast on them, or whatever exactly his, whatever exactly the nature of his neder was. So when they're matir it, then they're matir. Now he's allowed to eat meat and drink wine or to eat in general or whatever on Shabbos or on Yom Tov, but he would still be also the rest of the week. That was the original opinion of the Chachamim. Ad shebar Rav Akiva v'limid, until Rav Akiva came and taught that no, neder shehuta mitzasai, huta kuloi, that a neder that was partially canceled is completely canceled, like this hillel in our Mishnah, meaning, in other words, that once they're matir for him on the basis that you have to eat on Shabbos, you have to eat on Yom Tov, then when they're matter that, then they're matter the rest of the neder as well. So in other words, the point is, even though he doesn't regret that he said the other days, nevertheless, Rabbi Akiva is saying, once they're canceling part of the neder, then the whole thing is gone. So now we're going to analyze in more detail. So now that we have that as an introduction, so now we're going to analyze in more detail the machlokes b'shamay b'shillel about. And in particular, we're going to focus on the matter of mamid. Now, we've said a few times in our perek that you can have a case where a person made a neder and he's mamid. He's saying definitively that I absolutely want this neder to be in effect, at least as far as something. For example, we had at the beginning of the perek the case where the people are bargaining, where the seller says a neder that I won't sell for less than four, the buyer says a neder that I won't buy for more than two, and they end up compromising on three. But we mentioned there the Rana brought from the Yerushalmi that if he's mamid, if to begin with he says, I absolutely am not selling below four, I'm not going below that price no matter what, then that would be different, and then the neder would be chal. So there is this concept of mamid, so now we're going to apply that. Now we're going to discuss how that would apply to the case of our Mishnah involving the figs. So Amar Rabba, de Kulei Alma. Now, so Rabba says, everybody agrees, both B'Shama and B'Shivel, Kol Hecha de Omar, if the person who made the neder says, Ilu Ha'isi Adesh Sha'aba B'Nechem, if I had known that my father is among you group of people who are eating my figs, Ha'isi Oyma Kocha Masurim Chotz Me'aba, then I would have said all of you are also except for my father, says Rabba. In that case, dekulan asurin va'aviv mutar. In that case, says Rabba, even Beshillel would agree that everybody else remains also and his father remains mutar, because he still used the word kulcha. To begin with, he meant to include everybody who has no right to be eating his figs, and he's actually still using the lashon. He's saying, so it's as if to begin with, he had made that neder in that form, as if to begin with, he had said, all of you are also except for my father, where obviously that neder would be chal, and all of them would be also in the figs, because it would be like a korban for all of them, except for his father. So now when he's clarifying and saying, now that he sees his father is there, and he says that that's exactly what I would have said, then for sure, Rabbi says everybody would agree that that's a valid neder. The machlokas b'shamay b'shillel, says Rabba, is only where he says, Ilu ha'isi adeh sha'aba b'nechem, if I had known that my father is there with you, ha'isi oimer ploini uploini asurin ba'aba mutter, I would have specified and said that ploini and ploini are usur, and my father is mutter. So he wouldn't have even wanted to make it sound, even for a second, like his father is included in the neder. In the first version, what he says in the first possibility that Rabbi brings up, he actually says, all of you are also, and then he adds, except for my father. So then for sure, that's a valid neder. The question is, now to begin with, he's saying, I would have said, I wouldn't have even said the same lashon that I said, all of you are also. I would have said, ploini and ploini are also, and my father is mutter. So that means, in other words, the actual lashon that he used was wrong. And there was also, so there were two mistakes over here. Number one, that he used the wrong lashon, and now he's saying I would have used a different lashon. And number two, that he was mistaken about the actual facts. He thought that the people there were all strangers, and it turns out that his father is one of them. So now that would be the kind of thing where B'Shillel says that neder shehuta mitzaseh huta kulay, and according to B'Shamay, the other ones remain osur. So, So that's the Ran explains that way. Most of the Rishonim explain that way. That's a difference of that. That's a difference of the fact that that you have these two factors that he's changing his lashon, and that there was a mistake to begin with. The Ritva gives a different understanding. It's more a question of whether he used a general lashon. Did he use the word kolcham asurim? We're there now. He says that kolcham excludes his father, so there's no mixas. There's no partial neder that was undone. Whereas when he mentions specifically each of the people, so then it means, in other words, so now you really have, he mentioned individually each of the people. Now, which we're going to discuss in the Gemara later, if he says you, you, and you, would be a similar kind of thing. And then it turns out that one of those yous is in fact mutter. Anyway, so that's Rabba's understanding of the machloek. So it depends whether he changed. So let's go according to the Ran and most of the Mefoshim, that it depends whether he changed his wording or whether he's still using the same wording and just saying that to begin with, I would have said my father is accepted. Now Rava disagrees. He explains the Kolei Alma that no, the machloek is b'shama b'sivul is as follows. Everybody would agree. Anytime when he says, if I had known my father is among you, then I would have specified and I would have said that Pliny and Pliny are also and my father is mutter, where then we have the two factors for the good, like we said before, because number one, it's the wrong lashon, and number two, he had a mistake on what was actually going on over here. So Rava would say, in that case, in that case, Rava would say that there's no machloikas on that. So the case that Rabba is saying, where there would be the machloikas, where he specifically said, you and you are osir, and my father is mutter, that case Rabba says is the case where Bishamai would be machna and Bishilu would be meikol. Rava says that's the case where everybody would be meikol, and everybody would say that the neder is not in effect because part of it is gone. So in other words, it's not a matter of that he changes his words, but rather, at Lloyd Mechleku, Rava says, the Machleka says, Ela Ba'omer, only if he says, Ilu Ha'isi Yedea She'aba Beneichem, if I had known my father is among you, Ha'isi Oimer Kolchem Asurim Chutz Me'aba. I would have said, all of you are also except my father. So exactly the opposite of Rabba. So Rabba is taking the view that if he says Kolchem Asurim Chutz Me'aba, that's better, because he hasn't actually changed his, Rabba had said that if he says Kol Chamasurim Chutz Me'aba, then both Bishama and Bishilul would agree that the neder is only not effective as far as his father, but is effective as far as the rest of them. Rava is saying that is the very case where they're arguing. Meanwhile, in the case where he says, where he mentions them by name, and he says, you, and Osir, or Osir, and my father is Mutter, where Rabba says, now, if that is the case where they're arguing, that would be the case where Rava says that no, in that case, they both agree that it would be fine. And the reason then would be, according to Rava, so the reason has nothing to do then with whether he's changing his wording or not, but rather, Bishamai savir like a mayor. Bishamai, in that sense, holds like a mayor. Dama tfois loshin rishon. Reb Meir holds a concept which you find in other places in Shas that say we go according to his first loshin. The primary case where a mayor talks about this is, now we know that if a person has an animal of a korban, and he says that this other animal should be a tmura, should be an exchange for this one, we know he's over on a mitzvah in the Torah, he's over on a loisese, that it says lo yachli fenu v'lo yomiroi, so he's not allowed to exchange the animal. And what happens is, v'hoyohu tmurase yia kodesh, the original animal and the substitute both become kodesh. So if the original one was an oila, for example, then now both of them are considered oilas and so forth. Now, what would happen if the person were to take, he has two animals in front of him. One's an oila, one's a shlum. Then he takes a third animal and he says, this animal should be tmuras oila, tmuras shlum. Okay. So he wants, so that's the question. Can it be both? It can't be, on the face of it, it can't be a tmura of an oila and of a shlum. So there's a machlokas, Reb Meir and Reb Yosi about that. Reb Meir says that we go according to, he says, tfois loshen rishin, grab onto his first statement. In other words, let's focus on his first statement. He says, Harez Tumuras Oila. Once he says that, he can't make it anything else. It already has the Dusha of an Oila at that point. So therefore, when he says Tumuras Shlamim, then it's meaningless. Rabbi Yossi, meanwhile, holds that we have to. Rabbi Yossi actually holds that. So that's the thing. So Beis Shammai holds like Rabbi Meir, Dama Tfoi Slosh and Rishon. Or Beis Hillel, Sabri, look at Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Hillel is going to hold like Rabbi Yossi, Dama B'Gmar Dvar of Adam Nitpas. They say, on the contrary, we have to go according to the last thing that the person said. So since he finished off by saying Tzmonas Shlomim, then that's what it becomes. Now, there are other places in Shas where it talks about where you have a distinction within that. You have places where the second thing that he says doesn't contradict the first one. You can have a case where a person says something which can be interpreted one of two ways, and then he says a second part of the statement which clarifies what the first one was. The Gemara discusses in Baba Basra and in other places whether we apply this Tfoi Slosh and Rishon or Tfoi Slosh and Achron in that case, or do we say that maybe we say according to both of them. Even in the case of the Tmura, I think there is an opinion that says that it becomes a Tmura of both of them, meaning that you have to, not that you can bring it as a korban as both, obviously it's one or the other, but it would mean that you'd have to wait till it develops a mum and then use the half the money for one and half the money for the other.
It's been a long time.
Well, that it may take a while until the mum develops, so you can't do anything with the animal in between. Meanwhile, he has his original korban, as he has to bring anyway, yeah. He has the original oilo, or the original shlomen. Yeah, so yeah. Anyway, the point is, but here we're talking about in the case of Tmuras Ola, Tmuras Shlomim, on the face of it, the second one contradicts the first one. So therefore, so that's the thing. So the Ran explains that in the case like this, when Rava's explanation is that if he says Kolchem Asurim, he says, if I had known my father was there, I would have said, Kulchem Asurim Chutz Me'Abba. So Beis Shammai says, let's focus on the Kulchem Asurim. Once he says that, then even though he says Chutz Min Abba, we don't care that that's making an exception to what he said before. And therefore, even though here it's not contradicting, it's only explaining what he said first, but still Beis Shammai holds that we always say Tfois Losh and Rishon. So in the case where they contradict each other, we would say exclusively the Lashon Rishon, and over here where they don't contradict each other, then at least we can't say, fine, we can say that his father is an exception, but we can't go so far as to call it a neder shahuta mitzase huta kula. You can't say that part of the neder was canceled, because the fact is, we say that the entire neder was kulcha masore.
He finishes off saying
Chutz Me'Abba. So therefore, that means, in other words, that we're allowing it to be an exception for his father, but not that exception should apply to the rest of it.
So it stays.
Meanwhile, Beis Hillel holds like Rabbi Yossi that when they contradict each other, we go according to Gemar Dvarav. Here, it's not contradicting. What we do is we make the Gemar Dvarav, we make the end of the thing that he said more important. So when he says Chutz Me'Abba, it means that there's a mistake in the neder as a whole, and Nedosh Bata Maktase Bata Kolai. So that would be, Rava says, that would be the understanding of the Machlok. So again, according to Rabbah, according to the way most of the Rishonim, the Ran and most of the Rishonim learn Rabbah, the key thing is, did he change the wording that he used to begin with? Did he change? Originally, he said that it's also to all of you. Now he says, it's also to all of you except for my father.
Was it one sentence or was it broken up?
So that's the thing. Originally, when he first saw them in a distance, he said it should be a korban on all of you, meaning it's also to all of you. Now, when they come closer, he comes closer and he realizes his father is there. So he says, you know what? If I had known that, I would have said, Kulcha Masurim, Chutz Me'Abba. Then Rabba says, everybody is going to agree that the neder is still in effect, because he didn't change his wording. He added an extra detail. So fine, to that extent, we can say that he's able to add that detail. He wouldn't have, there was a mistake over there. He didn't know his father was there. So to that extent, that aspect of it was mistaken. But the rest of it, the facts are correct. There were people there eating his figs that he didn't want to be eating his figs, namely everybody except for his father. The lotion that he used was okay. that kolchem. So therefore, Rabba says everybody's going to agree that the neder is still in effect for the rest of it. The machloikas, Rabba says, is if he changes the wording and says, I would have said ploni and ploni are also, and my father is mutter, where he's actually changing the wording of the neder. So then that's where Beis Shammai says, even then, the rest of them are still also, and Beis Hillel says that no, because the fact is, then it's a completely different lotion than he used to begin with. And there was a mistaken understanding in the first place, because he thought everybody who's there are people he doesn't want eating his figs, and therefore that would be where that would be where Basil holds Neder Shahudim Chokja Mitsase Hotakula, and Bisham would still hold that not.
Now in this case, the first part of the same case we just said, now the father would be off.
Everybody agrees the father would be allowed to eat. There's no question about that, because he clearly says Chutz Me Abba, or in the second possibility, he mentions that each person by name, right? Right.
But interesting, when he saw him in this, the first said, then he said, when he saw his father, he said, oh, Chutz Me Abba, would that work?
So there's no question that the father is now mutter to eat the figs. The question is, does it affect everybody else? According to Rabba, no. Even Beis Hillel is going to say that everybody else remains also. Only if he says, you know what, I would have said, instead of saying, Kol Chamasurim, Chutz Me Abba, I would have explicitly said, Reuven, Shimon, and Levi are also, but my father is mutter, then we have the machlokes.
Right. It wasn't 30, 40 people.
Yeah, whatever. You have to assume we're not talking about a large group necessarily, but yeah. Meanwhile, again, Rava is saying that no, if he says that I would have mentioned the names, then everybody agrees that it would be mutter, because then there's no Loshen Rishon and Loshen Achron. He's clearly saying that I wouldn't have made that neder. It's a neder b'shgaga, and therefore I'm replacing it with a different neder. The machloikas is only when he says, Kol chamasurim chutz me'abba, do we go according to Loshen Rishon, or do we go according to Loshen Achron? So now the Gemara says, Eisvei Rapapa l'Rabba. Incidentally, I mean, we're going to go through the discussion over here. In the end, the Gemara is not going to come to a conclusion of who the halacha is like Rabba or like Rava. However, the poskim say, for a number of reasons, we have to go like Rabba, one of them being that Rabba is Rava's Rebbe. And they've up until the time of Rava and Abaye themselves, we usually say we go according to a Rebbe against the Talmud, especially here where they weren't necessarily arguing face to face. But there's other reasons also, one of them being that we have to be more machmir, because after all, Nedarim are something Daraisa. The Taz, incidentally, mentions an interesting point in that connection. So it comes out, according to Rabba's understanding, that it doesn't matter the Loshen Rishon or Loshen Achron, if you say an entire Loshen and then you add an exception, then we still say the entire first Loshen is still in effect. So the Taz mentions an interesting thing, a side thing from that. We know in benching, when you get to the end of the Harachmans, you have over there the part, Ken Yivorech Haysanu Kulonu Yachad, and you have in the Sidurim and in the benchers, you have Bnei Bris in parentheses, where we know what the purpose is of that, if they're going around, whatever. So the Taz mentions an interesting thing. He says in older Sidurim, they had the Nusach was Ken Yivorech Haysanu Kulonu Yachad, and then the Bnei Bris. So he says, based on this Gemara, it comes out, you shouldn't say that. Because then it comes out for a moment over there, you said that Kulanu, all of us, including the Goyim, are included in the bracha. And then you're adding Bnei Bris, that no, it should apply only to us. No, the Taz says, better you should put in the Bnei Bris before you've even mentioned the concept of the bracha. Kein Yevorech Oysonu, Bnei Bris, Kulanu Yachad, before you even get to the word to the Kulanu, already show that you're saying only the Bnei Bris. And that is Taka, how we have it in our Siddur for that reason. Yeah. So that is why Bnei Bris is placed where it is. Yeah. Anyway. Getting back to the Gemara, Eisvei Rapapa l'Rava. So Rapapa says to Rava, I have a contradiction on your understanding of the Machlokes. We said before, we introduced this sugya by bringing something that Rabbi Akiva had taught, this concept of neder shehuta mitzase huta kolay, in the case where we said a person made a neder, let's say, to fast every day forever an entire year, and they tell him, did you realize that that's going to prevent you from oneg Shabbos and oneg Yom Tov and Simchas Yom Tov? And we said that Rabbi Akiva says, neder shehuta mitzase huta kolay. Once the person says, you know, I wouldn't have made the neder in that way, then the whole thing is mutter. So Kate said, Omer Rabbi Akiva, neder shehuta mitzase huta kolay. What does Rabbi Akiva mean by that? What is the scenario? Suppose that koinam shani nana l'kochem. Suppose that a person says, koinam, that I will not have hana, that I will have hana, meaning anything that I would have hana from you will be also to me as if it was a korban, because that's the formula of a neder. Lekulchem, to all of you. So he says to a group of people, he says to a group of people that I'm going to aser myself, and I'm going to aser all of you nechosim on a neder, with a neder to myself. Then huter echad mehen, then suppose he's able to be matur neder on one of them. Suppose that, for example, a chacham points out to him, did you realize that the consequence of that is going to be such and such regarding that one person? Then huter kulam, then Rabbi Akiva says all of them are mutter. Because he said kulchem, and now we have one that was excluded. On the other hand, if he says On the other hand, if he says, I won't have hana from this one or from this one, so then hutar harishon hutar kolam. Now, if we're matter neder on the first one, then we say all of them are mutar because all of them depended on the first one. But hutar ha'achron. But if we matter only the last one, ha'achron mutar v'kolam asurin, v'kolam asurin. Only the last one is mutar, but all the other ones would be asur.
So to the father.
So that's what we're going to ask. B'shleima l'rabba. So now let's consider according to Rabba. So we have three different cases. In effect, we have three different cases in the Braisa over here. First, he says, Koinam she'eni nena l'kolchem. Then we have a case where we're matter one of them. And then we have a case where he says she'eni nena, and he mentions the names, loy lozeh, v'loy lozeh, where then we say for matter, let me rephrase that. We have three cases. We have a case where he says l'kolchem, and we're matter one of them. We have a case where he says, where he names them individually, and we matter the first one. And we have a case where he says, v'kochem, and we matter the last one. So the Papa asks Rabba, b'shleima l'rabba. So according to Rabba, it's easy to understand this b'raisa. Mukim lo l'resha, d'ome l'zeh v'lozeh. So the resha would be talking about, the resha where he said, l'kochem. So then we would say, d'omar, after one of them is mutter, he says that, you know what, if I had known that, if I had realized that one person who I didn't want to include in the neder was included, because I said kolchem and I didn't realize that he's part of the group, then I would have said, then he says, instead, I would have said, I would have named the people individually. So he could understand that. And similarly, then the Ran goes on to say, that in the second case where he says lozeh lozeh, and then we matter the first one, we say all of them are mutter. So we're saying that he could say, Rabba would understand that he said that he said lozeh lozeh. He mentioned the people individually, and then he's saying, if I had known that there's somebody in there that I shouldn't have made the neder about, I would have said l'kulchem chutz miploini. I would have said all of you except for ploini. So either case, either he's saying that instead of kolchem, I would have said lozeh v'lozeh, or instead of lozeh v'lozeh, which accidentally I included in there somebody that I shouldn't, I would have said l'kolchem chutz miploini. So in either of those cases, in either of those cases, he's not actually changing the word that he said. And we said before that according to Rabba, in those cases, he is changing. In both those cases, he's saying I would have said something completely different. And according to Rabba before, that's what we said, that we need him to be saying something different in order to say neder shehutar b'ktasei hutar kolay. So Rabba would understand the resha and the first part of the sefer like that, the sefer, and then the end of the sefer, where we're saying that if we're matter the last one, then all of them are not mutter. Rabba would understand the amal kolchem, where he says, even now when he's changing his mind, I still would have used the word kolchem, I just would have said except for that one person. So then he's not machlif dvarav, he's not changing, because to begin with he said kolchem, and now also he's saying kolchem. So therefore, according to Rabba's understanding, everybody agrees, both with Shammah and with Hillel, and therefore Rabbi Akiva is going to follow suit and say that it's not neder shehutar miktasei hutar kolay. So according to Rabba, says Rav Papa, we can understand the case very very simple. That's according to the Ram. The Rosh actually understands it somewhat differently, that we'd be focusing only on the first two cases. We're not even focusing yet on the third case, but just the first two cases, with one where he says kolchem and one where he says lozeh v'lozeh. So in both cases, machlof dvarav. And so then again, Rabbi Akiva would say those are examples of neder shehutar miktasei hutar kolay. So according to the Ran, in other words, the Rav Papa in his question is mentioning all three of the cases. According to the Rosh, he's mentioning only two of them. Either way, Rabbi would understand it easily enough. Ela l'didach, but Rav Papa says to Rabbi, but according to you, b'shleimer reisha, I understand the reisha where we're saying that he said that I would have said kolchem. And we say hutar echad mehen. What would be the hutar echad mehen? Would be Mukimla de Amar Lakulchem would be that still you're saying Lakulchem, and according to you, as long as you're saying Lakulchem Chutz Miploini, then that would be you have the machlokes with Shammai and with Hillel. So then we can say that the Chachamim are disagreeing with Rabbi Akiva. So the original Chachamim was saying Ad Shabar Rabbi Akiva Belimid. So in other words, before that, the Chachamim were holding like this Hillel, and Rabbi Akiva is telling us now differently. Now, what would that mean? Does that mean Rabbi Akiva comes out according to Beis Shammai? Tosfos explains earlier in the sugya that we have the possibility of saying many times we have with a later machlokas tanoim, we can say that they hold loy nechlechu Beis Shammai v'silu b'davar zeh. This particular thing, which you chachamim say Beis Shammai and v'silu were arguing on, I hold they did not actually argue about that case. So therefore, Rabbi Akiva would be able to say that this is an example where there's actually no machlokas Beis Shammai v'silu about this particular case in the first place, and they would both agree that the neder. That the neder is canceled.
Even you see opening the eye up.
So even though because sometimes we can say that the machloekas was actually referring to a different case, to a somewhat similar case but not identical. We have many times like that. We have many times throughout Shas like that where we have a machloekas with Shammai b'Hillel, and then later Tana will say a third opinion. It's not really a third opinion. He's rather saying I hold that Shammai and b'Hillel did not have a machloekas about this particular issue in the first place. According to Rava, says Rav Papa, the ratio we can understand why is it that if one of them is mutter, all of them are osir, and we're talking about again, Rabbi Akiva had to teach that concept, implying that before that was saying, not just implying, the Mishnah had said that until then the Chachamim held differently. So that means, in other words, we're talking about where he says that now I would still say lekulchem, and I would just add the word chutz me'aba, and then the question is whether we go like the Shammai or b'Hillel, tfois loshen rishon or tfois loshen achron. Ella Sefer, but when we come to the Sefer, where again, according to the Ran, we're talking about the middle case where he says any nana loyla zeh veloyla zeh. We said if he says I'm not having hana from this one or from this one, he names them explicitly. And then we said that if we matter the first one, then all of them are mutter. According to you, Rava, how are you going to understand it? He said Ella Sefer de'omer lazeh v'lazeh. If he says if he says to begin with his neder is that I'm not going to have hana from this one and from this one. So what are you going to say, Rabbi Akiva? It's only according to Rabbi Akiva. Am I pligu rabbanon alei? Why would the chachamim argue with him? Didn't you say, Rava, that in that case, at the top of the previous Amud, Rava had said that if he says that I would have said plenty of plenty asurim va'abu mutter, kulam mutarim, all of them are mutter, and Rava says both Beshama and Beshila would agree to that. So what do you mean that now Rabbi Akiva had to be machadish that when you matter the first one, all of them are mutter? How are you going to, according to Rava's logic, everybody should agree that it's mutter. Why do we need Rabbi Akiva to come and teach us that when it was clear before that also that both Beshama and Beshila hold that way? Omalei Rava. So Rava answers Rav Papa back, so you're assuming that everything works out nicely according to Rabbah, that you could explain that whole Mishnah according to Rabbi Akiva, and explain that in each of the cases of the Mishnah, Rabbi Akiva would argue with the Chachamim, and we have the Chachamim are going to hold like this Hillel, and Rabbi Akiva is going to say that Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel actually agree in that case. But Sefer b'may mukimla, how would Rabbah understand the Sefer? The case where he said lazeh v'lazeh, and we said if we're matu the last one, then only the last one is mutter, and the other ones remain osir. De'amar l'kulchem, can it be that to begin with he said l'kulchem, that I'm going to be osir to have hanah from all of you? There's no heydein hurishin, heydein huachim. Then how are you going to define who's the first and who's the last? There's no first and last. He said kulchem. So obviously the end of the Mishnah over there cannot be talking about what he said kulchem, and then we're going to talk about we were matter the first one versus the last one.
Matter the first one meaning
that. No, but that's what we're saying. So we're saying that a person made a neder. He's not going to have hanah from a bunch of people. We have two different ways of him making that neder. He could say, Kulchem, I'm also to have enough from any of you. Right. And then we're talking about that he was matir one of them.
Again.
Wait, there's no beginning and end. That's the point. In other words, let's look back at the Mishnah again. We said if he says she'eni nana l'kulchem, then once one of them is mutter, then all of them are mutter, because we're saying then neder shehuta mitzaseh huta kula. Now we said Rabba would understand that Rabba would understand that the case is where he's actually changing. He's saying, you know what? If I had known that, I wouldn't have said l'kulchem. I would have said loy lazev, loy lazev. I would have named the people specifically. And therefore, since he's changing his wording and there was a mistaken understanding in the first place, those two factors allow us to say that the whole thing is bottle. One is that he's changing the nusach, and one that there was a mistake to begin with, where he didn't realize that there was among that group was somebody that, no, his father was somebody who he still wanted to have hanok from. Right. So now, Rava would have to understand again that he's saying that that would be the chiddush of Rabbi Akiva that he says l'kulchem, and now he says chutz me'aba. So now you have machlokas b'shamay b'shilul, says Rabba, and so fine. Up until then, the chachamim held like b'shamay. It's not we're only the one that we were matu remain becomes mutter. The rest of them remain also. And Rabbi Akiva is teaching us no, like b'shilul. So again, as Tosfos says earlier, the other chachamim would say that b'shamay and b'shilul never had an argument about this in the first place. They're obviously not going to pass them like b'shamay. They know very well the halacha is like b'shilul. They would say to begin with, everybody held like the opinion attributed to b'shamay. And Rabbi Akiva would say that no, in fact, the halacha is like the opinion attributed to b'shilul. In other words, that there was an actual machlokas and the halacha is like b'shilul. So Rabba would understand it that way. Then Rava would understand that we're talking about that he said that the same thing, that if he says kol chamasurim chutz me'aba, Rava is going to understand that that is also the case where b'shamay and b'shilul argue on the grounds of tfois loshen rishon versus tfois loshen achron. Now the second case of the braisa, where he says to begin with she'eni nana loy lazev lazeh, he lists out the people individually. So now the Mishnah says if we're matter the first one, then all of them are going to become mutter. So now everybody is going to become mutter. One. So now that's what we have to figure out. So according to Rabba, then we would understand again the same thing is because when he realizes that when he comes with the first one on the list. And then the Chacham finds him a Pesach for that one. Then he says, you know what? In that case, I would have said l'kulchem chutz miploni. Well, again, he's changing his wording. Changing his wording means, therefore, according to Rabba, this Hillel is going to say neder shochet mitzase huchakolay. So again, up until Rabbi Akiva's time, the Chachamim would have held like b'shamay, or they would have held that everybody agrees this way, b'shamay and b'shillel. Now comes Rabbi Akiva and tells them, no, this is b'shillel's opinion, and we got to follow it. The question was on Rava, how he's going to understand that. The question was, according to Rava, to begin with, he says lozev lozev. Then Rava had said everybody would agree that it's mutter. So that was her papa's question on Rava. How are you understanding the middle part? How are you understanding that for that second case over there? If he said to begin with lozev lozev, and now he says that I would have said that everybody is also, and then this one is mutter, kula mutarim, and Rava says everybody agrees to that. So why do we need Rabbi Akiva to be mechadish that when up until that point everybody held that way? So now Rava is answering. Before we even get to that, let's first understand how the third case would work according to Rabba. In the third case of the Braisa, where it says, if we matter the last one, we said lozev lozev, and then we find a Pesach for the last one, we say only that one becomes mutter, the rest of them are going to become osir. How is Rabba going to understand that? Sefer b'mayim mukimah. So how would he understand the sefer? D'omar l'kulchem. Is it that in the sefer he says that to begin with he said l'kulchem? What do you mean? Hey dein hu rishon v'hei dein hu achron. There's no first and last. The word kulchem includes all of them as a group. Ella, no. Rather, you have to understand when according to Rabba, reisha d'omar l'kulchem. The reisha would be talking about where he the reisha is talking about. Where where he says lekulchem, and so he included everybody. So now we're only matter. So now we're matter part of the neder. So neder shehuter mktsaser huter kuloi. So according to Rava, that would be the case where Bishama and Bishil argue, and therefore we need Rav Akiva to be mechadish that in fact the whole thing is osir. According to Rabba, we're talking about machlif. We're talking about the change that to begin with he said that to begin with he said I say that he said to, that. Sorry, that to begin with, he says that when he made the nedu, he said lekulchem, and later on he says I would have said instead lazev lazev lazev. That would be the resha. The sefer kagan zeb zeb. The sefer, which means the two last cases, would be not like we were assuming up until now that each one of them is independent of the other, but where he made one depend on the other. So he asked, there's the first one. So he said v'omar. He says ploini ki ploini or ploini ki ploini. So first he says, I'm also to have anah from Reuven's nechassim. Then he says, Shimon should be like Reuven, and Levi should be like Shimon, and so on and so forth. So therefore, so now if he's matir Reuven, automatically the whole thing falls away. If he's matir only Levi, then it means that, so now, in other words, the chidush, Rav Akiva's chidush is not only as far as the isser that we say that the isser began with Reuven and then continues with Shimon and with Levi and so forth. So even the heter of it also is the chidush is that when it comes to the heter as well, once he's matir Reuven, we don't say, yeah, but the fact is he did mean to include Shimon and Levi as well. Once we're matir Reuven, then we say, yeah, well, Shimon is now like Reuven. Well, then if Reuven is mutter, so is Shimon, and so is Levi, and so forth. He broke the chain, exactly. Whereas if you're only matir Levi, then you're saying that you said that Levi is like Shimon, fine, but nevertheless, that still leaves Shimon also. Because after all, you didn't say, if you had said reciprocally, maybe Shimon is like Levi and Levi is like Shimon, then maybe we could talk differently. But here you only said, I want to make a neder that Levi should be like Shimon. So it's like any other neder. You're matter that neder, doesn't the rest, any other nedarim that you have are still in effect. So therefore, so Rava says that would be the meaning of the Mishnah. And therefore, there's no contradiction from it on me either, because I was talking about a case where he says, lozev, 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 each one independent of the other. We're there when he says that, then I'm saying everybody would agree that once we cancel one of them, then we cancel all of them because no Lashon Rishon, Lashon Achron. The Mishnah is talking about a case where he made one of them depend on the other. That's different.
But it doesn't say initially would can't, but it would have.
No, but that's what Rav is going to say. Deita Nami. In fact, we can see that from the wording of the Mishnah, from a Braisa rather, D'Tanya, because a braisa in connection with this Mishnah says, Huter ha'imtsoi, suppose that the middle one becomes mutter. Suppose he said Reuven, then Shimon, then Levi. And if he's matur Shimon, he'menu ulamatur torin, anybody from him and below is mutter. So Shimon will be mutter and Levi will be mutter. Ulamaila asurin, anybody above Shimon, anybody before Shimon will be asur. Now, we have to say then, if it was everybody was independent, he mentioned Reuven, Shimon, and Levi independently without making one depend on the other, what's the logic that being matur Shimon should automatically be matur Levi? He has a Pesach, why the neder shouldn't apply to Shimon, because he didn't realize, for example, that he needs Shimon all the time. Why should that help us as far as Levi? Once we realize that we're talking about a chain over here, where he said Levi should be like Shimon, then we understand once Shimon is mutter, automatically Levi has to be mutter as well. So that's what it's talking about. So therefore, Rava says there's no contradiction from that Mishnah on me, and both Rabbah and I would understand that the second case of the Mishnah, the second and third cases of the Mishnah, where he says lozev lozev lozev, means that there was a chain over here, and therefore it depends where the chain is broken. The Ran also adds, by the way, that according to the question where we didn't realize yet this matter of the chain, the Gemara didn't ask why we need all three cases according to Rabbah, because in fact each one of them has a chidush according to Rabbah. Whether we go from klal to prat, whether he starts by saying kulchem and then changes and starts naming people individually, or whether he started naming people individually and then says, you know what, I would have said kulchem chutz me'abba, either way it works. Either way, the neder is canceled. But according to Rava, the question would be that the braisa seemed to be repetitive. And now, once we answer to Rava, once we answer how Rava would explain the Mishnah, then we understand there's no repetition there either. We have two cases, and within the second case, we have this matter of the chain, and therefore it depends where the chain is broken. Okay, the Gemara continues. Eisvei Rav Ada bar Ava le Rava. Rav Ada bar Ava asks on Rava another question on his opinion. And actually, Tosfos explains, once we go through the question, then we'll see the question actually seems to be on Rava as well. But so right now, he's asking a question to Rava. Incidentally, worth mentioning in this connection, there's more than one Rabbi Ada bar Ava in Shas. I think we had earlier in the Masechta, or if we didn't, we had it recently in Yaakov, actually, where there's a Rabbi Ada bar Ava who was in the times of Rav and Shmuel. He's obviously not the one who's asking to Rava, because he's asking as a Talmud. If he was from the time of Rav and Shmuel, he would have been around before Rava was even born. So this is a second Rabbi Ada bar Ava who's mentioned in Bava Basra and in other places. He was one of the senior Talmidim of Rava. Anyway. So he asks Rava, we learn later on in the Mishnah in our Masechta, koinam botzel shani toyim. Suppose a person says, a koinam, that I will not taste onions, sha botzel ra'olei, because onions are bad for your heart. Omruloi, then people tell him, valea kufri yofololei. They tell him, what do you mean, though? There's a type of onion called kufri. It comes from a name, it comes from a certain place, or it's either kufri is the name of a place, Tosfos says, or they bring from the Oruch, that it means onions that come from the villages, whatever the case, it's a different type of onion. He offers a lave, and they tell him, such things are good for your heart. So what are you making, a blanket nether on all onions when you have a type of onion which is good? Chuter b'kufri, so the Mishnah says later on, then he has a valid Pesach for the botzel kufri, because he never intended to include that. And in fact, he's not only mutter to eat the kufri onions, but all onions, because this is an example of neder shehuter mitzase huter kufri. And in fact, such a case actually happened, and Rav Meir allowed him to eat all the onions. So in other words, we see that, so the question is actually, so the Ran explains that, first of all, according to Rava, he said that. According to Rava, he had said that Beis Shammai holds like Rav Meir, Tfois, Loshon, Rishon. But now Rav Meir is saying all of them are osir, whereas in our Mishnah, Beis Shammai is saying that everybody else, that only his father is mutter in the figs, and everybody else is osir. So we see that Beis Shammai is not saying neder shehuter mektzaseh huter kolay. Here, Rav Meir is saying we have an actual case where the Meir paskin for somebody that he's mutter in all the onions. So we see he holds a neder shehuter mektzaseh huter kolay. And the Ran adds the question is even more so on Rabba, that he says that everybody would agree that it's also if he's mamid, if he says I would have said kulcham asurim chutz me'aba, and only Rabba says only when he changes his wording. Here he's not changing his wording. Here he's saying all the onions on the face of it. He's saying all the onions except for the kufri onions. So then who would the mayor be going like? He's not like Beis Shammai or like the civil, according to Rabba's understanding. So the Ran says, in fact, the reason why Rav Ada bar Ava asked the question to Rava, why he's saying as a question on Rava, when in fact it is a question on Rava as well, the Ran says, because since we're mentioning Rav Meir explicitly, Rava is the one who brought in Rav Meir. Rava had not brought in Rav Meir at all. He had just explained, Beis Shammai Beis Hillel. Rava was the one who explained that Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel are following the opinions of Rav Meir and Rav Yossi respectively. So now Rav Ada bar Ava uses it as a question on Rava, because Rava is the one who mentioned Rav Meir, even though in fact the question would be on Rava as well. Tosfos actually says, Tosfos actually learns a different reason why the question is specifically on Rava. I think he says pretty much the same thing. He says a different reason, actually. He says he's asking to Rava because Rav Ada bar Ava is Rava's Talmud. So therefore, he's asking on his specific opinion. He's not asking on Rava's opinion, who's from a previous generation, but you, my Rebbe, who said such and such, then I have a question on you. Anyway, so my love to Omar. So shouldn't we assume that the Mishnah there was talking about that the person says, Ilu hayisi adesha kufri yofel olev, if I had known that kufri onions are good for the heart, hayisi ayma kolab tzolim asurim the kufri mutter, I would have said all onions are osur and the kufri onions are mutter. So again, according to
which said what he said, the way exactly
that exactly like that. He would say all onions are also except for the except but the kufri onion is mutter. So now according right. So according to so now the mayor so now the mayor again would be saying this is an example of neder shehuta mktsase huta koloi, which is like this hilo. Rava, meanwhile, said that Beshamai holds like Rameir. So how is Rava going to understand that Mishnah? And according to Rabbah, it's even worse. According to Rabbah, he says that everybody, both Beshamai and Beshilla, is going to agree that when he says Kulchem, except for then everyone else remains also. And here Rameir is saying it's Mutter. So the answer is Loi. No, that's not what the Mishnah is talking about. But Omer, the case has to be where he says, Ilu ha'yisi adesha kufri yafal alev. If I had known that kufri onions are bad for the heart, ha'yisi omer botzel plonia plonia surin, I would have actually started listing them out individually. I would have said this kind of onion and this kind of onion and so forth are also the kufri mutter and the kufri onions are mutter. So now, with a mayor, alibet de rabakiba, alibet de rabbanon. So now, what the mayor is saying, So now, according to Rabbah, so Rameyer alibed Rabbi Akiva. So according to Rabbah's understanding, Rameyer would be going according to Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva had said neder shehuta mktsase huta koloi because he changed his wording. Now he changed it. He started by saying all onions, and now he's saying this, and this type of onion. So therefore, so according to Rabbah, that's good enough for us to say neder shehuta mktsase huta koloi according to Rabbi Akiva, which in turn is according to Beis Hillel. Again, we said the Chachamim, who originally disagreed with Rabbi Akiva, would have said there's no machlokas b'shama b'shilol in that case. Everybody agrees that we don't say that we only say whatever he said specifically is mutter, and Rabbi Akiva is machadish that neder shehuta mktsase huta koloi. According to Rava, we would say that what the mayor is saying is even alibed rabbanon could even be according to the Chachamim who follow b'shamai, because Rava would say there was no machlokas in that case. Everybody agrees that if he says that I would have said this, and this, then everybody agrees it's mutter because there's no loshen rishon, loshen ach. So therefore, so that's the case that we're talking about with the onions. So therefore, there's no question on Rava or on Rava from that Mishnah. So that answer is according to both of them. According to Rabbah, we would say that Rameyer is following Rabbi Akiva's opinion, which in turn is like this Hillel. And according to Rabbah, he's following everybody's opinion, both the Chachamim and Rabbi Akiva, both Beshama and this Hillel. All of them are going to agree that if he lists them out specifically, then there's no Loshen Rishon, Loshen Achron to worry about, and therefore he's mutter in all the onions. So again, applying that to the case of our Mishnah, same kind of thing. In other words, if he saw the people eating his figs, and he says, originally he says, all of you are also. Later on, he's mamit. So later on, he says, I would have said everybody except for my father. Rabbah considers that mamit. He's still sticking to his original understanding, and he hasn't changed his wording. Therefore, the neder is in effect for all of them except for his father. Rava says that would be the machlokas b'shama b'shilol, where b'shilol is going to say that we have to focus also on what he said at the end. He said chutz me'aba. That means that now you have an exception to his original neder, and therefore the whole thing is off. That would be according to b'shilol. And then you have the case where he changes his wording, where Rava would say where he changes his wording is the machlokas. Where b'shama says even changing his wording doesn't help, and b'shilol says it does. And according to Rava, it's not a matter of changing this wording. It's a matter of whether to begin with he said a loshen that has a loshen rishon versus loshen achron, or whether it doesn't. Namely, where he said kolchem except for this, where you have a loshen rishon and loshen achron, versus where he named out the people explicitly, where there's no loshen rishon, loshen achron, because each one stands by itself, unless, as we said before, you have the case where we chained them up together, one chain to the next one. Where he said this one is like that one and that one is like that, and so forth. So we'll continue this discussion tomorrow, Beis Hashem, and then work this out, what Rava would say and what Rava would say. Again, the Gemara doesn't end up with a conclusion who the halacha is like. Pretty much all the Rishonim paskin like Rava, which is therefore more stringent. So again, if he actually changes his wording, then fine. If he changes his wording, then he'll be mutter in the other ones. But if he just says chutz, then only that one will be mutter, and all the rest of them will be also.
Fine here.
Yeah. Sure, everyone.